Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on the sound of nature, the best sound healer ever. There is no better sound healer than nature. And our intention is that we may reconnect to the patterns of health in nature, which is really about flow. Also, reconnect to nature. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We have our Sound Healing Certificate Program starting again September 7th. And it's two nights a week, Monday and Wednesday nights. And half of it's at the Institute in Sausalito and half is online, which is Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, but we don't schedule them the same week, right? And so we've got the that's happening, and if you sign up by July 15th, you can save $400 to for the program. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's about different techniques you can use to open up your own practice. It's also about getting high and really still with sound so you heal yourself. And it's also about understanding how the entire universe, including nature, works based on vibration. Right? It's really a transformative program. So that's starting at the Institute September 7th. We have the online version that you can do just completely online, and that starts actually July 10th. Even for the September 7th version, you could start the online July 10th, actually. And it still works really well. We've got live instructors on Tuesday, Thursday nights, and Saturday mornings, and we do healings on each other. We practice on friends and family, so it really works really well. There's free videos you can even check of classes. If you go to globerecording.com, it'll take you directly to the page, and just click on the certificate program and you'll find the videos that you can check out of the entire classes. A really cool video of a chakra class we do. So that's the online sound healing certificate program. We also have the recording program starting in a week and a half, a week from Tuesday. It's going to be Tuesdays, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., and that's completely separate from the sound healing program. We teach how to run a digital audio workstation similar, or like Pro Tools, but you could use other programs, and how to do recording, mixing, and producing, and affect people in really deep ways. So it's totally online. You get videos of classes so you can review them, and you have a lab you have to do each week to practice what we're teaching. Right? So you can find all of this under globerecording.com. That goes straight to the school section versus soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our therapy center, which you can go to soundtherapycenter.com, and we've got different treatments that we do online. And also at the Institute, the most common ones are the voice analysis, where we find out exactly what's wrong with you based on the frequencies in your voice. And then we give you a CD to fill in those frequencies, kind of like vitamin therapy, where you're missing frequencies, so we balance it all out. And then you can also buy that program and use it to, as a online or over the phone to actually do treatments on people as well. And then we have the root soul assessment and the brainwave assessment. Both of those, we find your natural rhythm. We play each of the 12 notes to see which one makes you the most peaceful. And then we give you a CD in the key of you. And it's really good for getting back to where you're at peace, where your immune system works best, where all organs go into alignment, where you're the most creative, and it's a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. Also, if you get the brainwave entrainment version, You then get CDs and Delta for sleep, especially effective for sleep when it's tuned to you, the binaural beats, the rhythms that train your brain. Or also, you also get a CD and Theta for creativity and being one with the universe, right? And Alpha, which is about presence and the best for learning and sports, and Beta for overcoming ADD and being able to process and think. And these all are tuned precisely to your brain when you're in those states, right? So it's way more effective than binaural beats you'd find on YouTube, right? So you can find all of that at soundtherapycenter.com. Then we have our store. Actually, let me show you how. We have our store. This is soundhealingcenter.com, which goes to all the different places I'm talking about. We have the store where we've got all about 100 CDs for all different types of issues. We have also frequency CDs that you play on the body. And we also now have a new website we just launched called soundloungecenter.com, where we have, which is also in the store, where we have all of our sound loungers and sound tables and sound pillows and sound dolphins and bass pods and all these vibroacoustic devices that get you blissed out and healed. Right? We also have the bass pod and bass belt and vest that you can put on and really effective for pain and issues like that. If you go to the store, you can find it, but you can also go directly to soundloungecenter.com. In the store, we also have all types of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. We've got a large selection of tuning forks as well, and over 300 instruments to check out. And then in our research foundation, we have a full range of clinical papers and student papers you can check out. But also we have the Medical Sound Association, which is meeting tomorrow on Sunday. What's the date today? On Sunday, June 27th from 10 to 1. And we're doing a whole session with a lot of doctors and sound therapists on sound for cancer, exactly how to do integrative therapies for cancer, but also the research that could be done to actually completely cure cancer, right? It's really interesting. So I don't normally say cure, but since we're going to be working with doctors and hospitals, we can say it, right? So you can join by going to the contact page on soundmedicalassociation.com. I'm sorry, medicalsoundassociation.com. And fill out the contact, and I'll send you a login for the free meeting tomorrow. We also have the Sound Education Association, who were designed over 2,500 exercises for children, and you can download a lot of the exercises at soundeducationcenter.com. And we have bi-monthly meetings on how to change the curriculum for kids in the world. Right? You can join that association for free as well by going to soundeducationcenter.com and looking for the contact form at the bottom of the page. And those are the different things that are happening here at the Institute. So nature, again, is the best sound healer ever. Nature has it down. Nature is working within the matrix that we're all a part of, the entire flow system that we're a part of. As we talk about in many of the other presentations, you can look at the frequencies in nature or the combination of frequencies that make up nature. You can even think of that as the different elements of air, fire, water, and earth, right? But really, the whole deal is the way energy flows through nature. The flow, if you look at a river, the way it flows is incredible, right? It's like when there's a blockage in a river, and I'll play a little bit of this later, there's the water just flows perfectly around it, right? And if you have a major blockage, then you get a pool, right? So nature, also all the different ecosystems are flowing between each other. It's all interdependent, including us, right? And the things that get in the way are the, well, us cutting things down and getting in the way of ourselves, but also the emotional toxins, right? They say that affects nature as well, of course, as the main one, the physical toxins, right? Pollution, right? And that gets in the way of the flow. So just like our body is all about musical flow, smooth flow through the body is the definition of health. Nature, it's the exact same way. It's all about smooth flow through and across the earth, right? When those flows get blocked, then all the different parts don't interact anymore, and we have all types of crises in nature, right? So I wanted to start, though, by playing some sounds slowed down. This is really interesting because, you know, when we talk about brainwave states, when there's someone is at a really fast brainwave state of gamma, something as high as 80 cycles per second, the world slows down. So it's like a housefly sees the world in slow motion. So when you go to swat a housefly, they see like you moving in slow motion like this, right? And they can easily fly away. Well, a lot of the animals in nature have very fast brainwave states, particularly little tweety birds. The big birds like crows and ravens, you can see they're much slower rhythm. They don't have as fast brainwave states. Or hummingbirds have very fast brainwave states, right? Because they're moving really fast, right? 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 And that means they're seeing us in slow motion, right? Those humans are really slow. Right? But also crickets have very fast brainwave states. And what this means is all of the sounds that animals with fast brainwave states make are way too fast for us to hear the detail. So in their world, they're hearing everything slowed down. And I want to play some sounds actually slowed down. So this is what a cricket or a hummingbird next to a cricket would hear, because this is a cricket slowed down electronically, right? There's nothing here but cricket sounds. The angels underwater are the crickets. Thank you. Sound on there are actual crickets. You know, it's really interesting that nature sounds, the most basic thing about nature sounds that's very positive is it makes our system open up because there's no danger. When you're around in nature, your ears open up ever more and more for finer and finer sounds because there's nothing to be afraid of unless there's a thunderstorm right there, right? Whereas you go into the city and one car drives by, not to mention a motorcycle, and your ears actually shut down. The muscles in the inner ear or middle ear actually clamp down and turn down the volume. And when you don't get the full range of sound into your system, you're missing specific nutrients. So your system actually shuts down, whereas nature sounds open up your whole system. So there's an amazing, as we can just feel, there's an amazing healing component to all nature sounds that is really good for the body. Now, there's a program by Cornell University. They actually have an ornithology program on nature sounds and nature itself, where you can get a whole degree in it, and they've got over 1 million nature sounds. And they have this program called Raven that they got a free version even, that will allow you to slow sounds down and see their harmonic structure. So here's a sound of a lark sparrow. Let me play it at normal speed here. Let me just play it that way. Okay, I lost my little display there. Let's see. Let me put it back there. Hold on as we find this. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to quit it and open it back up. It should be set. Okay, cool. Okay. And open up. And here's the lark sparrow. Still have the feathers missing. Now, let's see if I can figure this out. One more second. Hang on. This view should be here. See if I can go. The speed. I'm going to change the speed. And it shows up right at the top. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. Nope, that's not it. Okay, this is here. Toolbars, right. I'm going to try this. to be with it and get it happening. There it is. Okay. Now, that was Mark Sparrow slowed down on regular speed. Now I'm going to slow it down. Okay. This is slowed down 5 times. You can follow on the button. Okay, now this is normal speed again. So that's what we hear, but they're hearing this, right? Here's the sound of a screech owl at normal speed, which is actually doing binaural beats, which are rhythms that entrain your brain. This one will train your brain into alpha. If I slow it down, then it's going to be a delta frequency, right? It's a delta rhythm. Here's the sound of a chestnut-sided warbler bird, right? It's at normal speed. And then this is slowed down. It's got silly. So there's a whole world of slow down sounds that's going on that are way more complex and that we miss because our brain waves are too slow, right? We have to be much faster to be able to tune into this, the world of what the actual fast birds are actually hearing. Again, there's a lot of slow birds that, you know, birds that are much slower brain waves than the little Tweety birds that are twitting around. Right, you know, like an owl is not a fast brainwave. He's just lopping along, right? Or even a crow, right? They're much slower brainwave. Now, when you actually, if you look at this continuum and you keep going, you can think of trees as really slow brainwave states, right? So they're looking at us like we're little flies, right? Flitting around. I mean, like really fast because, you know, their speed is 100 years, right? Some of them. And so trees are like really slow brainwave state. There is a actual device that you can hook up to trees that we've had at the Institute where you can actually, it will actually have them make music. You actually hook up the electrode to the leaf and the root and it sends electronic signals through the plant. And the plant modulates the electricity going through it. And when a lot of electricity goes through it, you hear a high frequency from the synthesizer. And when a little amount of electricity makes it through the plant, then you hear a low note. And the plant modulates it and plays music, right? That's very cool. It's really interesting when we had that, I could feel that the plant is still really at a much slower speed, of course, than us. So it doesn't affect the plant some, but, you know, for the most part, the plant's going, you know, really still. Okay. So I want to play another sound that's really interesting, slowed down, and that's the sound of actual lightning. So this is the crack of lightning, right? Some people say that lightning actually created life on Earth. If that's the case, then this is mom, right? This is the crack of the, not thunder, this is the crack of lightning slowed down. Mm-hmm. It's like chaos, right? It's interesting, you know, in our classes on sacred geometry, we study all of the different archetypal patterns that make up the universe. And those include the golden mean. In the sound healing classes, we also talk about the harmonic structure of sound, which is mathematical multiples, 1 × 2 × 3 × 4 × And there's all these different mathematical patterns throughout nature that include all of the Platonic solids and just the torus that I'm showing here. And these patterns are perfect mathematical structures. I mean, mathematically perfect, right? That all nature is based on. Except when God puts out these mathematical patterns into nature, chaos screws them up, you could say. I wouldn't say screws them up. It's the chaos actually tweaks them. And we get all the variations there are in nature. Every blade of grass is different. Every tree is different. Every person is different. Even though they're all based on these archetypal patterns. Like everybody has an average of the golden mean. If you average out people's bodies, they've got golden mean ratios throughout the body, right? In all trees, you commonly see golden mean. And so it's like anything alive has golden mean in it, but it's always a little bit different. It's not perfect, right? So the whole of nature is a combination of perfect mathematical structures that have been adjusted and tweaked to make them totally unique by chaos, right? So it's interesting when you look at like a big green field, you know, it's like, it seems like it's like really kind of chaotic, but you know, you'll see like more trees over on one side where the water is, more grass over here. You know, it's actually got order to it, but every little blade of grass is going in different ways in a very chaotic way. But they're all going in ways where they can have their own sun, right? Same with trees. I mean, even the branches on a tree look very chaotic, right? But they're all, but you zoom out and it's just a beautiful, perfect form, right? So we and everything in nature is a combination of perfection and chaos, which makes all the beauty in the world, right? It's really interesting. Let me play another sound here that's really interesting, and that is the bees. The bees are really interesting because they aren't built really well. Bees are like little bodies with little wings, tiny wings, right? It's not like the way you would build an airplane. And they've discovered that bees actually vibrate their wings around 216 hertz, which happens to be exact octave below 432. And that also happens to be the note of A. They got it wrong. Bees are not bees. They are A's, right? And so they buzz in the note of A, and that frequency of 216 hertz levitates the bee. So they actually do levitation with frequency, which is exactly what people say they did to raise the blocks on the Great Pyramid in Egypt. They actually use sound to overcome gravity and float the blocks up onto the pyramid, right? And then there's also the Coral Castle in Florida, where the guy who built it said that he knew how to levitate in his writings, and he would actually have people come with these huge coral, and he'd tell the guy, it's a truck, he'd say, give me a few minutes, and then the coral would be up on the castle. Right? And so also, I have a friend who said that when he was growing up, that the Tibetan lamas kept coming to him in his dreams. And then once when he was about 21, he met a Tibetan lama and he said, glad to meet you again. You need to come to Tibet. And he did, and he went through the mountains on a small trail for 3 days, and they came to this opening where there were 200 monks. And he said at one point they did this chant in a semicircle for like 3 hours. And right at the end, there was this about 30 foot tall piece of granite. It was a granite sphere, right? And it went floating up into the air, 5,500 yards, and went into the side of the mountain and plugged a cave. It totally was levitated by the chanting of the monk. He said he wouldn't have believed it if he hadn't seen it himself. And then one of my students did their final paper on levitating with sound. There's actually companies using sound to do levitation. They can actually float a person now with sound. And there's all types of videos of things being floated with sound waves on YouTube now, right? I didn't even know, right? And she had in her paper a report of this happening in Tibet, exactly like this guy told me. And they actually have a whole study about it, about how they did levitation, how the monks did levitation. And they even said that they thought that it was like they were tying into the electromagnetic field of the earth to do it, right? So the bees have it down, right? They're bugs. So I'm going to play a little bit of bees. And if you like, buzz along. And we're going to meditate here. Okay. Here's the sound of the bees. Let me find it here. Buzz along. You know, all of these animals that are making sound, you know, they're not just looking for sex, right? They're doing very specific things to our system, right? Because they're part, like we are, of the matrix of sound and vibration that we're all a part of all of nature, right? So I've got a sound here of the Koki frog, and there's recordings of Tom Kenyon where he's toning sounds of the pineal and pituitary gland, and it happens to be right in the frequency range that these frogs make. So I think these frogs are actually opening the third eye. All right, check this out. Hear this. There's even a company that uses the actual frequency of birds. They have recordings of the frequencies that birds put out, and they play these frequencies to the crops. And it's well known that the frequencies of birds trigger the metabolism in plants, and they have way more output of the fruit and the different aspects of the crop. But also way more nutrients as well. And there's a company, the company called Sonic Bloom, and their site is now. I just noticed this. The original sonicbloom.com is is them. So they very cool. You know, it's the sounds, all the sounds are interacting not only with crops, but also with us as well. Right? So we love nature. I have another sound that's really serious, and this is the kookaburra. Check this out. These are some birds that hang out in and around Australia. The kookaburra, check this out. This is serious. Go ahead and play a song here that I did about nature. This is called, what is it called? It's on the CD, the first Nature Energetic CD, and it's called Creative Spirit. So, enjoy the sounds of nature. Thank you. I've got a video of nature. What's up this? So I did this video, and it's based on, you know, I was out in nature on a full moon night overlooking the ocean on a cliff, and I realized it's like nature is loving us, right? It's like it's got, it's just sending us love. And so I put together this video called Be Stressed with Unconditional Love, and it's visuals of nature. And in slow motion and also in time lapse as well. And the song I used is Unconditional Love. So if you're just listening on audio, you'll just hear the sound, which is a beautiful song of unconditional love. And it's, but if you're watching on video, you get to see the whole visuals as well. You can find it if you just do a search for De-Stress with Unconditional Love and Nature. Okay, so enjoy this. Just love this. Nature is the best sound healer of all. Nature has it down. It's working within the matrix, right? And within all these archetypal patterns. It's interesting when you look at the sounds of nature, there's three main types. There's the sound of animals that make sound that are not singing, right? Like Tweety Bird, tweet, 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 right? And then there's the animals that actually sing actual songs, right? Even the whales are doing their song. Right? And then there's all of the sounds that the wind and the water make, which are white noise. White noise is like an unusual sound because it's an incomplete waveform. And incomplete waveforms end up, they make not a coherent frequency. So the ocean sound, rivers and streams and waterfalls and wind, although wind sometimes whistles, but wind through the trees, it's this white shh. It's almost the whole earth is asking us just to quiet down. But what's really cool about white noise is it's been shown to actually break up stuck frequencies, especially repeating frequencies, theta loops of trauma in the brain. When you have trauma, there's a theta loop that's repeating. It's also when you have stuck emotions, it's like, I can't believe what they did. I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they did that, right? Well, white noise breaks up these repeating emotions and trauma in the brain. So all of nature is designed to actually bring us back to ourselves. Because once you clear out these repeating stuck emotions, all that's left is your own natural rhythm, the rhythm of your heart when you're at peace, the rhythm of your brain when you're at peace, your own natural rhythm of you. So all that white noise throughout nature is built to clear out everything and get us back to us, right? There's nothing, there's no better sound healer than nature. Nature has it down, and it's working within the matrix that we're all a part. May we all return to the perfect flow of nature. Carry that energy into at least the rest of the night, into the whole weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.